Welcome to Peg Warmers. I'm Kevin.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Tony from Hack the Movies.
And we're here to talk about toys. Thanks for being back again, guys.
No problem, Kevin. I always love coming on this show. What a coincidence. We're wearing the same thing we wore last time.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have five of this shirt.
Yes, thank you
for having me.
Yes. It's great. I really enjoy having you guys on, especially when we get to talk about movie-related toy lines. It just makes sense.
We know a lot about movies.
Do you?
Yes.
Kind of.
What makes you an authority on movies?
I watched a couple.
I watched them. That's my authority.
I talk about them occasionally. But anyway, what do we talk about today?
Let's start with our news segment.
Oh, okay.
Excited for this one.
I'm super excited for this too. As every year happens, toy companies start announcing their San Diego Comic-Con exclusive items.
Okay.
And NECA is doing a special Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles set.
Ooh.
It's called Premonitions of Premutation, and it's four characters before they mutate.
Gotta love that alliteration, too.
You've got Bebop and Rocksteady as their, like, punk selves, which I always thought was super cool in the show.
Big time.
That you knew what they looked like one time you got to see them, but I thought they were cool designs. You're getting Amada Yoshi, which is Splinter, as a human.
Yes.
And Baxter Stockman as the weird scientist before he turns into a fly. I think all four of them are very iconic designs based on that original cartoon. And they're perfect for a Comic-Con exclusive because you want con exclusives to be something that the diehards want, but your average fan isn't going to be annoyed if they can't get it. You want your collection to not feel incomplete.
I don't think anyone's sitting there going like, oh, I don't have human Baxter Stockman.
Right. Without him, I have a huge hole in my shelf. I can't survive.
Well, they did that. Wasn't Cat Lady from Channel 6 Comic-Con exclusive?
It was.
Yeah, but then they did pre-orders on the site, too.
Right.
So,
but again, that's like the people from Channel 6. You don't have to have them. You know, if you made the Turtles an exclusive, and they did do some turtle stuff as exclusive originally. It was the only way they could, based on the licensing, for a while. But if you took a main character, like the only way to get Bebop was through a con exclusive,
that'd be a problem.
You know, it's a problem because you're like, well, I got Rocksteady at the store, but I can't get Bebop. So this is like smart picking. You know, where you're picking those characters that the diehards really want, but your casual fans aren't going to feel completely left out.
Sure,
cool.
That sounds
pretty cool.
They come with like a million accessories as for any NECA type toy.
If I was a kid, that would be the best because I'd be like, oh yeah, we're Bebop and Rocksteady. Now we're really Bebop and Rocksteady. You know, now I'm a pig and a rhino.
And you can act out the whole transformation for kids. I loved Prince Adam and a Bruce Wayne figure. I loved being able to do that as a kid.
And all the goo that came with some of those figures that you could use. Yeah,
gotta use that retro mutagen.
Didn't the Muckman, the new one, come with goo?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure he does. Yeah. Love it.
All right, so new to the collection. Anybody want to go first?
What do you have that's new to the collection?
I ain't got nothing.
That's all right.
I got something new, and I guess it could be a combo because you helped with it.
Okay, so there you go.
Perfect.
Yes. So let's say I got this for Tony.
Yes.
Or he got it first and then I give it back to him.
So in 2004, they released an alien mask for Alien versus Predator. And it was a really cool looking mask. But for some reason, they made it the grid Predator with the cuts in its head bleeding. And it's like, okay, well.
Very scene specific.
Well, he's a character. Tony.
He's a character, but it's like, can we get a regular one? Because, like, I used to make, like, alien movies, and I always had to come up with an excuse for why the alien had a cut in its head right away. And eventually I painted it all black, but you could still see the dents in its head. And
right.
It's like, so for years I've had this, and it was purple to match the color scheme that they were going with. So for years I've had this alien, and I'm like, the mold and everything is cool. The design is cool. I just wish it was a little bit better. And luckily, I know someone who knows how to do special effects. So my good friend Joe took the mask and gave it a beautiful makeover.
Wow.
He kind of gave it the Alien 3 sort of coloring with the brown and bronze because we used this in the Alien 3 episode.
Yum.
But this thing is beautiful. You patched up the holes that were in it.
There was a lot of dry rot on that latex, and there were some big holes in there, so I patched it. I patched it up. This was the hardest part. The dome was the hardest part because you have to use latex for it to stick.
Yeah,
like you can't just put anything on top of its head. Yeah. So like to put it on there and smooth it out was like the hardest bit.
Yeah. So I had to like for years I had to like put paper and stuff to stuff the head. So the head stuff, I haven't actually put it on yet.
Oh, you can put it on.
I'm going to put it on. Ooh, put it on.
Just be careful.
All righty.
Got the hot glue ready.
Boom.
Oh, my goodness.
How does it look?
Looks great.
I realize I can't see now.
No, because I filled in the mouth.
So that's new to my collection, Kevin.
I like it.
Can you see out the little mouth?
No.
Okay.
No, there's a piece of tape in front of it, Joe.
Oh, sorry.
So that's it. This is cool. It's a thing I've had for many, many years, and Joe breathed new life into it. And I get to play with it on camera for years to come still.
Now you can make all those alien movies you wanted to.
Yeah, because the only other alternative was buying like a $1,200, $1,500 suit that someone made, and I don't know.
So you can go to Russia where they don't care about IPs anymore.
That's true!
And make your alien movies.
But yes, that is what was new to my collection.
New to my collection is a couple of old figures. My mom actually went to a yard sale recently. And whenever she spots something that she recognizes that I had as a kid, if it's cheap, she'll buy it, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, if it's a little bit too pricey, like a tote of Star Wars something or other, she'll be like, so I'm at this yard sale and there's a tote and I, you know, I'm not sure what to spend. I'm like, does it look like, and it's always a gamble because I have no idea whether it's really like 70s or 80s Star Wars, or is it a bunch of 90s Star Wars?
Right.
Because so I have to kind of like ask a couple questions and hope that she's good at identifying things that she bought for me 30 years ago. But she's really good at it. She often like comes up with a good score. And so the other day I saw her actually right around my birthday, and she said, I found these for you. These are for you or for your stepsons. And I was like, these are for me.
I had that Robin.
These are the Superpowers figures that also got reissued by Toy Biz around the time of the Batman 89 movie. So the Superpowers Robin has no button on the back, but the Toy Biz one has button. So this Robin,
I have the Toy Biz one.
When you squeeze, so in my collection now, I have the Toy Biz one. But as a kid, I had this Robin, and this Superman, other than a scuff on his head, is in really nice shape.
Yeah,
and the one I have is mine from when I was a kid, and the S is all beat up and stuff like that. So these guys are going to go on display with my other Superpowers figures. But that's my mom's.
You're going to get them capes.
If I can find them. I actually have an extra Robin cape.
Oh, that's cool.
But Superman cape's tough because it has the yellow S on the back, and that rubs off. But yeah, even if I can just find a plain red one, if I can find it somewhere, I'll definitely pick them up. But
cool.
Is that the same line that had the Joker that squirted water?
So the
I have that too.
Because I have that one.
Did it have like the yellow thing you squeeze?
Yeah.
So that's the 89 version.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Which that version is the body of the one from this line, but they changed the head to try and make it a little more Jack Nicholson. It doesn't look anything like Jack Nicholson.
It looks nothing. Even as a kid, I was just like...
That but they did change the head.
Yeah, okay.
I was going to say, the Joker in Batman 89, he was... he could have used the treadmill just a little bit more than what that toy was representing.
They did the same thing for the Penguin.
So the Penguin from Batman Returns is also the Superpowers Penguin. They had the molds and they just kind of like...
That confused me as a kid too. Yeah. And I'm like, this doesn't... I know this looks bizarre. Like the Penguin, but this doesn't look like the movie Penguin.
Yeah. No, it's very bizarre.
But I had I have the 12-inch Danny DeVito, so I was happy with that.
There you go.
Yeah, so anyway, those guys are new to my collection. Cool. Just thought it was kind of fun. I love it when you can get a little retro, you know, figure like that. And it's such a great line. They look so, like, eye-catching, and the classic design of all of them is a lot of fun.
And they're in great shape, too.
Yeah, surprisingly good shape. So my second question after I, you know, like, when she gave me, I was like, were there other 80s toys there? And she's like, nope, that was it. And I was like, okay. Well, she found the two good things. So the question that I have to pose for today, this episode is like toy-worthy roles.
Okay.
So who do you think is the actor that's had the most action figures made? And I have a couple little rules because obviously it could be like, I don't know, somebody from one of the Marvel movies, because there's been 10 movies, so they've made 10 versions of that person, right? Mm. Like how many Tony Starks have they done?
So we're limiting it to, like, one character.
The role of Tony Stark is one figure, and, like, Sherlock Holmes would be, if they made figures for that, would be another role.
But it would be the Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man?
Iron Man, right.
Yeah.
So Robert Downey Jr., we know, could have two figures there, I think, because I think they made Sherlock. figures? I don't even know.
Oh, they geez, might have. Know. I'm trying to think of other movies he was in. So I'm
just sort of throwing this out. And is there anybody that, like, comes to mind or, like...
Right now, I'm thinking... Oh, maybe... I don't know if this is the most, but I'm sure he has a bunch. But, like, Will Smith.
I'm thinking like Men in Black, Wild West.
Yeah. Which we had on the other set. We have the Burger King kids meal, Wild Wild West.
Independence Day,
which I had. I had the Independence Day figure of him.
Three for sure.
Yes, for that.
And it's tough.
Deadshot from Suicide Squad.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, I think he's been in
that. So he's got at least four.
He's got at least four. Jeff Goldblum, Independence Day, Jurassic Park. Brundlefly. Do we count the Brundlefly? I'm counting the Brundlefly as an action figure. It's tough.
Dude,
it's tough.
My pick is definitely Arnold.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger's a good pick.
Sure. I'm going to be very surprised if he's not first, then he's got to be like second.
So he's got Terminator as a franchise.
Terminator.
Toys.
He's got Last Action Hero toys. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have Skull Attack Jack right there.
There he is. What else does Arnold have?
Terminator.
Was he Conan?
Mr. Freeze.
So he was Conan. He was.
Mr. Freeze. Conan. Which, by the way, I recently reviewed Conan the Barbarian. let me think. He's got to be in more.
You guys were whipping out movies before, and I was like, they made toys for that?
Well, yeah. So let's talk more about rules, right? Because I said about that. Because you have vintage toys, but also like NECA's making modern toys of all kinds of movies that never had them before. So I'm kind of open to at any point in time.
No, it's funny. We said in the Predator episode that there wasn't a Dutch figure, but I'm sure there has been.
Dude, there's five different Dutch
figures. So what is it? Batman, Predator. Conan, Predator. Yeah. So what are we, five?
At least five.
Terminator, Batman, Conan... Predator. What was the other one we said?
Commando has figures.
Commando has figures. Yeah. Yes.
Very small toy line.
Yeah. I'm thinking also maybe Bruce Willis, because I'm sure there's Die Hard figures.
SOTA has the John McClane figure, but I can't remember.
He got a figure from G.I. Joe.
Did he get a figure from G.I. Joe? Okay.
I know they made a Die Fifth Hard. Element, like yes. one of those retro
ones.
Oh,
okay. Oh, there's
the reaction figures. Yes. Yep.
So I'm also not counting Pops.
Okay. No, I'm not counting Pops either.
It's too hard to because I was actually doing a little research and I was Googling things and I'm like, I can't tell whether it's a real Pop or a custom very easily without doing research. I was like, I just got to rule out Pops. Yeah.
No, I would rule out Pops because they're not really toy.
Then you have to include the Minimates figures. Yeah. And,
do we count Lego minifigures?
Oh, yeah. If you're counting in Legos.
I mean, that's a lot.
That opens up another world. Yeah.
So I don't think we're going to have a definitive answer in the first place here.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I do have some research too. I did rope in some of the people from Patreon.
Ooh.
My buddy Joshua, who has been a huge supporter, he did some research. I did some research. So we're going to spitball for a little bit, and then we'll kind of look at what we came up with. And like I said, I'm not 100% sure it's perfect because I don't know what every hot toy is that's ever been made.
Oh, that too,
things like that. There's so much to consider. But I have a couple of good candidates, and Arnold is definitely a top-tier type choice.
That's a $20 bet. I would put $20.
Okay, you've lost two bets with me.
I've lost two. Well, one.
Technically, you lost zero. Anyway, if any toy nuts are watching this channel, feel free in the comments to let us know if you have more information than us. Like you said, this is not definitive. We are open to learning.
Yes,
we're just guessing.
This is based on. About two nights, two people doing research for about two nights.
But that's the best thing about it, man. You want to get everybody's input and learn more stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we found stuff actually today after work. Josh had sent me a message. Oh, you or somebody else found another figure that I didn't know about on one of the actors, and I was like, I found that one late last night. Was like, oh my gosh. So it's been fun going through it.
Yeah.
All right. So anybody else have any other guesses or
I'm thinking, people that are kind of
easy to pick from? Or are we ready?
I'm sure they're on the list, but obviously Samuel Jackson. I'm trying to think. Well, it's weird because I know there's so many Indiana Jones and Star Wars ones, so I want to say Harrison Ford, but that's just two roles.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many more of his movies had figures. Did they make Ender Game figures? I don't think so.
I don't know. I said the same thing about Mark Hamill before, and it's like, what action figures I've gotten made? Luke Skywalker and the Joker? And
there's another one of these rules. Do we count things you voiced?
I would do that. I'm for it.
I think
if
so
it's
too.
Specifically the Joker he voiced, yes. then I'm counting right. it. Yes.
Because but they do have like Arkham figures.
It creates
from, like,
another one of those weird like niches, like, you know, and you could have your own. Everyone could be correct based on their own set of rules here.
Yeah,
but I basically went with my research is based on. I didn't count pops, but if you voiced the person and it's that style, so like. If you voiced a Transformer from a specific series and they made a toy from that specific series, okay. But that's part of what makes it really hard to do the research is like, did they make a figure of this character from this movie? Like the Expendables, would think that would have a ton of toys.
It doesn't have any.
There really aren't. I think there's like one wave of like Expendables 2 figures.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even think they got
really
any.
There's really not much.
Now I'm thinking of John Goodman. Because he voiced a Transformer, he was Fred Flintstone, he was in a bunch of animated movies that I'm sure got characters like We're Back and whatnot. So yeah, does We're Back have toys?
I'm sure they do.
I'm not sure. There's definitely merch, but I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe PVCs or something. Who knows?
PVCs or there's got to be some kind of McDonald's or Burger King toy or something.
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't know.
Yeah, this is rough. I'm really thinking. I'm like, huh.
So one of the people that's actually pretty high up on the list, because I'll jump around a little bit. One of the people that's fairly high up on the list that I was kind of surprised, and I found him by searching. I was doing some searches after we did our initial like spreadsheet. I was like, well, what if I just Google like who has the most action figures? And it turns out Warwick Davis, who played Willow, has the most Lego minifigures.
Because he's
played a dozen Star Wars characters that all have Lego minifigures. He's played a couple Harry Potter people.
Yes.
So
real quick.
Go ahead.
You have a leprechaun thing. Is that an official toy?
That is not an official toy. Okay. I don't know. That is from a guy called Tony's Dark Nightmares who does like one-off toys.
Okay.
And it looks like the SOTA sculpt.
Yes.
But I don't know where he got that from.
Apparently, you said there was an unreleased.
I think there was like
that's
an
what it was.
Okay, oh, okay,
it was the prototype, but it's the same. It looks like the same pose and everything where he's holding the coin.
Speaking of which,
it's cast in like green resin. It's really cool.
If Funko Pops did count, they are making a leprechaun Funko Pop.
You know, I'm buying that.
I'm buying three for my godkids.
Let me throw one more hat into the ring. Frank Welker.
Ooh.
Ooh, between voice.
Yeah, that's now that I was thinking about that. I was like, geez.
Oh, that's rough. Yeah, because he plays multiple Megatrons.
But do you count multiple Megatrons or is Megatron a role?
Well, I feel like Megatron in the Michael Bay movies is very different than Megatron in the cartoons.
I could see that.
Yes.
I mean, I think like he's cartoon to live action is definitely two things. Too.
Yes.
Yeah, I could see that.
I'll give it that, yeah.
Yes. But like, if he did Slimer in the real Ghostbusters.
He did Slimer, he did Ray.
He's the movie Malbolgia, and they made a movie Malbolgia figure from Spawn.
Oh my gosh, what if he's the most and I didn't even look him up?
That's, you know what, he might actually be the most if we're counting voice roles.
Oh yeah, if you're counting voice roles, I was like, wow, he's done like so many different things. Yeah.
Did they make an action figure of the snake from Anaconda? He voiced that.
How about that? Fred from Scooby-Doo?
That's true. Oh, yeah. Oof, yeah.
All right, so Warwick Davis.
The troll. Sorry.
Troll. Warwick has Wicket from Star Wars, the Ewok, right? He played Wald, the Greedo-type character from Episode 1.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He played...
Which was almost Greedo.
Yeah.
They were going to have a line of dialogue, like, hinting at his future, and one good decision was made in that movie, and it was to cut that line. But anyway,
I used to build pod racers with Anakin Skywalker, and then Han Solo shot me.
Professor Fitzwig from Harry Potter.
Right.
Has toys. DDBD, which is a solo character. It's like a droid, like a gonk droid type of thing that he played.
Okay.
Has a Lego figure.
Yeah.
So if Lego doesn't count, that one's out.
He's also a character in Solo that is the same character from
Weasel.
Yes.
Yep. He had a Willow figure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Depending on when this comes out, we have a Willow episode.
Ooh.
It's coming soon with Farpoint Toys.
That's going to be awesome.
There's a kind of bizarre Tonka toy line based on the movie Willow.
I don't know too much about it, but I know that they were made. So I'm excited to check that out.
And then Marvin from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got quite a few different different characters there.
Okay.
So that's seven roles.
Okay.
Now, I could have missed something.
Like, yeah, I said, I was going to say, that we know of.
That we know of. And I found him based on a Google search that said he had the most Lego minifigures, and then added to that Willow and Marvin.
Okay.
Those are the two more roles I could think of.
Yes.
So he's kind of in the middle of the pack here.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was on.
It's impressive. Yeah, yeah. I would not have thought of him right away.
By the way, did you ever guys ever watch a show, Life's Too Short?
It is the best. I was just going to mention
that show is so funny.
So good.
So we mentioned Harrison Ford before.
Okay, yeah.
He's done Han Solo.
Yes.
Indiana Jones. Deckard from Blade Runner.
Oh, they make toys.
You got a figure?
There have been some like NECA figures.
Okay.
Oh, like old man Deckard, though. Yeah.
And then his Cowboys and Aliens character has a figure. Almost like a doll type, like a Mego or a 12, you know, something with cloth clothing.
Yeah. I didn't realize he was that.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Kind of like how they did those Django Unchained figures that were sort of cloth
figure.
It's sort of that style. Mm-hmm. So he's got four. So less than Wicket, Han Solo.
Really? They didn't make any Jack Ryan figures based off him?
Not that I know of.
Huh.
I mean, he has a lot of iconic roles. I actually searched for The Fugitive because I thought for sure they had to have done something for that movie.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't find anything.
Witness? There's no Witness. There's no Amish.
I want an Amish.
There's no Amish.
Musical with the hand plane? Yes. I need that figure. All right. Patrick Stewart, I thought of.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
So Patrick Stewart has Professor X.
Yeah.
Yes.
Captain Picard. Mm-hmm. He plays Adventure in Pagemaster. He's the voice.
Right. Yeah.
The book, the pirate book.
How many toys did that get? I have a little bendy.
Of it So I, you know, there were toys. He plays Max Winters in the TMNT movie. He plays the bad guy.
Right.
Oh,
I have like a little statue of a Patrick Stewart character. I have a tiny little statue where you move its arm and it glows. It's the poop emoji from the Emoji Movie, played by Patrick Stewart. Do you have poop emoji on there?
I did not, so that's fine.
Poop emoji is on there.
I actually thought about that one, and I was like, they probably made toys, but are they toys or just merch?
The Dune.
So Dune, the Gurney Halleck figure was not produced, but there is a prototype of it, and if you watch the Pegwormers Dune episode, Farpoint 20s owns the prototype. There's like two of them in existence.
Oh, geez.
Oh,
the
yes.
hand-painted prototype. So that's
so
his
it's
honorable
real.
Mention.
It's there.
It's his honorable mention. So if you count the poop emoji, that's five. With an honorable mention of Gurney, it's six.
Mm.
So that puts him up there. You know, that puts him right behind Warwick Davis.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of like other voice roles he could have done.
I'm sure there's something that we're missing.
Yeah.
He's the narrator in a lot of things, so there aren't figures for those, even though there might be figures from that.
They were making like American Dad toys because he's like the boss in American Dad.
So as far as I know, there aren't. But I bet some of these people also were Simpsons characters and some of the Simpsons guest people.
Right.
This is where it gets so muddy,
yes.
you know, trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. Chris Pratt and Chris Evans both came to mind as being hot current people that are getting a lot of like action figure brand things.
Yeah, but it's like Star-Lord and like the guy from JP, right? Chris Pratt.
So Chris Pratt, I got Star-Lord, Owen from Jurassic Park.
Owen, that was it.
I got Emmett from the Lego movie.
Yes. Oh,
okay.
And then he plays another character in the Lego movie that's a parody of his other characters.
And then he...
In the sequel, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he also plays the big brother in Onward, the like Disney
yes,
movie.
Yes, that's right.
And that
right.
got some toys.
Yeah. So that was a great flick.
That was what I had from that. That's like a real tearjerker.
It was really good.
It's a lot of fun, though.
Sorry, I didn't see it.
You didn't see it.
Oh, you don't watch animated movies.
They're for kids.
Yeah, they're for kids.
I was pretending to know what Pagemaster was earlier. I've never watched it.
Nor will I.
No, I'm kidding.
It's got Macaulay Culkin in it.
So my good friend Macaulay Culkin.
Yes. in live action and animation.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Chris Evans, who seems to have basically the same amount of figures. He's got Human Torch, Captain America. Mm-hmm. He's Casey Jones in TMNT.
That's right. The animated movie.
In the animated movie.
Oh.
And then he's Lightyear. He's Buzz Lightyear in the new movie. So those were the ones I found for him. I felt like there's probably something I missed, but like I looked up Scott Pilgrim, And I couldn't find anything that was movie-based. It was only comic
There's art, Funkos, but that's it.
Yeah, Funkos and like comic art style, but I don't count that because he's, you know.
You know what's funny? What person I'm thinking of with the alien mask? Alec Guinness. He's played multiple aliens, just in the Alien series, but then in other movies. Well, he's played other monsters in other movies.
Well, Tom Woodruff.
Oh, yeah, Tom Woodruff's the
and
one.
And he's also Pumpkinhead, too.
Yes. He might be high on the list if we factor in suit acting.
Yeah. Oh, are we doing that?
It's not something I considered, but it might be.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. What is?
You know, this episode is going to turn into a follow-up episode where we actually look up. Like,
Tom Woodruff Jr., he's played the dog alien, a couple of the aliens in Alien Resurrection, aliens and these are all different aliens.
Yes.
The Pred alien.
he's Pumpkinhead.
Pumpkinhead.
He's the Gill Man in Monster Squad.
Gill Man in Monster Squad.
But I don't think they made toys of that.
I don't think. Well, I think they made a made like reaction, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
They did make Pumpkinhead toys.
They made Pumpkinhead stuff.
God, yeah, I should have looked up what characters he played. He actually might be a high number.
It's funny how many things we're thinking of now.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. You know. I don't know.
Yeah,
I was going to say Kevin Peter Hall, too, but he's like the only thing that they've really made is the Predator.
Yeah, they didn't really make a toy of the gate or. Did they make Harry and the Henderson toys?
Yeah. They sure did. Oh, yeah. There's two of those.
There you go.
Yeah, but they didn't make Without Warning or Monster in the Closet toys.
Oh, darn. There wasn't a market for that?
Nah, for me.
So the next one I have is Sylvester Stallone.
Okay.
Well, we have his Demolition Man.
That is a line I need to go out of my way and just collect that line so we can do a video of it.
I would love to talk about Demolition Man again.
I love that those toys are just New Adventures of He-Man figures with new heads, and sometimes not even new heads. Some of the generic like scientist figures are just Flipshot or whoever repainted. Like, it's so bad, but clearly Mattel was like, okay, we have these figures from a failed toy line. We're just going to roll them right into this movie line, sell them again.
Jeez, what do you got? You got Rambo, you got Dredd, Demolition Man. You said they made over-the-top figures?
Over-the-top.
What are you talking about?
So he's got Rocky, Rambo, Expendables.
Okay.
Jack Slater from Spartan from Demolition Man, Judge Dredd. And over the top. So I've got six. There's a possibility of something I'm missing, but
they didn't make any Cobra figures.
Oh yeah.
What about Daylight? Were there a lot of Daylight figures? I want to get my limited edition Copland.
He put on all the weight.
Is that the movie where they shoot the gun next to his head and they like make him deaf for a little while?
Like, I'm gonna be honest, I haven't watched that movie in a really long time. I just knew Stallone was in it.
For whatever reason, that just like popped into my head.
So I have Arnold just beating out Sylvester Stallone.
Okay.
And that's a rivalry that's been going on forever.
Yeah.
So Arnold, I had the Terminator. Okay. I had John Matrix from Commando.
Yes.
I had Dutch from Predator.
Okay.
Jack Slater from Last Action Hero. Mr. Freeze from Batman and Robin. And Conan the Destroyer. Oh, that actually makes them match. They both have six.
Well, wait. Do we count
missing anybody?
Skull Attack Jack, who is technically Hamlet? Is that a different role?
How about Turbo Man? Does he count?
Is there?
Oh, yeah. What about Turbo Man? Gosh.
Well, there is a Turbo Man, but it's not Arnold Turbo Man. Yeah. Or is it?
You know what? I'm counting that. I'm counting it. Screw it. I'm counting that.
To push him over, it's a seven.
Yeah.
So at seven, then he's tied with Warwick Davis.
Okay. You know what they should have did? They should have did action figures for the sixth day, where he's like clones.
Oh my!
And then he would have really.
Did they make Eraser figures?
Do we count different Terminators? Because there's like the T-800 in the first movie and the second movie.
Well, yeah, the T-800.
Oh, and the Terminator from Terminator 3, which, goddammit, I should have grabbed a couple of those Terminator
totally
figures.
Things,
those are different Terminators, okay? Those are different Terminators.
It's just one role, though, the Terminator.
The Terminator 3 was very different than the Terminator.
And Dark Fate is technically another Terminator as well.
I don't ever want to talk about Dark Fate for as long as I live.
We're trying to rack them up here.
All right, so then, like Warwick Davis, I was doing some searching online, and I found a statistics company that basically they sell their data, but they kind of lure you in with some graphs, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You find on the Google search. So I found a list of actors who had the most action figures, and their number one was Samuel L. Jackson.
Which makes sense. He's in big franchises.
It started to list his roles. It listed like two or three, and then it's like pay for the rest of this data for all the other people underneath of that.
Mm.
So I was like, well, I need to see what I can figure out. So I'm on IMDb and Google searching movies. And so we got Nick Fury.
Yes.
We got Frozone from The Incredibles.
Okay.
We've got Steven from Django Unchained. He got one of those cloth figures from that.
Mm-hmm.
Jules from Pulp Fiction. Shaft. Mace Windu. The Octopus from Spirit.
Okay.
And that's all I could find. There could be something else.
Did they not make a Mr. Arnold for Jurassic Park?
I want to say they did. I've seen it.
They have.
Yeah.
They have. Okay, yeah. Mr. Arnold.
And I missed Afro Samurai. So he's at 9 now.
Okay. Thinking of other roles that he played that could have had.
I feel like it's mostly cartoons, no?
Yeah, I don't think they did any Jumper toys. I'm trying to think, what else was he in?
They definitely didn't do any Black Snake Moan toys.
No, they should have. Hold on, I'm really thinking about this now. I'm really thinking about another movie where he could have been.
There's people yelling at the screen right
now. Oh, I'm sure. This has got to be so nerve-wracking.
I'm so sorry. He's been in so many goddamn movies.
I know.
But all the movies I'm thinking of, like, I'm like, well, he definitely didn't make toys for that.
No, yeah, that's one of the
So we got him to 9 because we thought of something I've already forgotten that I didn't have written down. Whatever the last thing was you just said. Oh, well.
I know.
Mr. Arnold.
Sorry.
Oh, Mr. Arnold.
Yes. All right. So partway through the research, I had like a light bulb moment and I was like, I bet it's The Rock.
Mm.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that makes sense to me.
I had The Rock tying Samuel L. Jackson based on my research, but unless we think of another one, he falls behind Sam Jackson because we thought of an extra Sam Jackson role.
Okay.
So what do we got?
I've got Scorpion King.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Sarge from Doom.
Mm-hmm. They made Doom figures? I didn't know that.
Okay.
Cliff Jumper from Transformers Prime. They made figures of that cartoon series. Okay. So.
He's a voice in that?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Not for like every episode. It might have been a movie. There was two voice actors. I was like, that's
okay.
Interesting, but I didn't dig into it far enough to quite figure out exactly what's going on there. Hobbs from Fast and Furious.
Mm. They made figures for him?
Yes. At least
did like, it come with like a car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
For one of the later movies, they made figures of everybody.
Really?
Roadblock from G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Maui from Moana.
Mm-hmm.
And I had Dave from Rampage.
Okay.
Because there's a Rampage toy line, and like every wild animal came with a Rock figure, basically.
Gotcha.
And then I also had Spencer from Jumanji, the same company that did the Rampage toys, then did.
Oh, was Jumanji that, things was that why they were dressed so similar?
Yeah.
That was like a meme that year.
And then I almost feel like you have to give him the wrestler.
The wrestling figure. Yes. That's what I was going to say.
Because that's a role.
It's a character. Yeah.
Know your role.
And he was pretty much only like it was Rocky Maivia.
Yeah.
And he went through phases, but he was always like The Rock.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not like if we had Kane, Isaac Yankum and Fake Diesel would count as separate roles than Kane.
Right, because they're literally different like movie characters.
Yes.
For lack of
But The Rock is mostly The Rock. And if he had another character, they did not make figures based off that.
So with that, counting that, if that fits our rules, that gives him 9 and ties him with Sam Jackson.
Did they ever? Wasn't he the Asteron in that animated movie Planet 51? Did they make toys for that? We would have to look that up.
I don't know. He's got to have more than that.
Yeah,
I didn't even think of The Rock, and I was like, oh, shit.
I didn't think of him starting out. Like I was convinced it was going to be Arnold, and then at some point, I think once I thought about voice actors for like Chris Pratt doing cartoon voices. The Rock and Maui popped in my head, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
It bumped him up just enough that I was like, oh,
yeah.
he might win this. But I have somebody else that is still – that had 9 based on my research.
Okay.
So we keep finding, like, one more thing like this, all right. So this might be 10. And this guy's been in the courtroom a lot lately.
Uh-oh.
Johnny Depp. You ready for this?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, hit me with this.
Jack Sparrow.
Yes. Sure.
Willy Wonka.
Okay.
Edward Scissorhand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man. Yeah, I have all of these.
Tonto from The Lone Ranger.
Okay.
Most all NECA.
Crane from Sleepy Hollow.
Yep, that's McFarlane, yeah.
The Mad Hatter.
Okay.
From Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, yeah, this is starting to make a lot of sense, yeah.
Griswold from Fantastic Beasts. There are toys for that.
Okay. I think it's Grindelwald.
Or Grindelwald.
You said Griswold.
I'm sorry.
Grindelwald. Like Clark Griswold?
I totally said it wrong. Grindelwald.
Yeah.
Sweeney Todd.
Yep.
Damn.
And one that I found today, or found last night, that surprised Josh from Patreon, was Platoon. They made Ultimate Soldiers, this like kind of generic military line, made Platoon-themed figures. And they specifically say on the package, like, Johnny Depp and the character name.
Really?
They're super bizarre. I would have never thought of them in a million years and just stumbled across it.
I'm trying to think of other movies where he might have had a toy. Like, if Disney made toys for Into the Woods, I know he's the wolf, the big bad wolf in that. But I don't know if they made toys for that.
His work with Tim Burton is what got him most of the
movies. Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I would have never, ever, ever.
No, neither would I. But now that you say it, I'm like, oh, yeah, he's in a ton of movies that were merchandised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have most of those toys.
Do they make 21 Jump Street toys?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, there's probably a pop or something.
But no, you're not doing pops. Right. Yeah, I think that might be it.
So Johnny Depp is our current reigning champion.
Wow.
Frank Welker.
We should have brought, we have a cutout of Johnny Depp. We should have had him in the corner.
The Pirates one, yeah.
So Frank Welker is somebody we thought of that maybe would be a candidate. And some of the suit actors.
Tom Woodruff Jr. might be, he's played so many creatures in suits.
Yeah.
I'm counting them all as different aliens.
Okay.
So in the comments down below, let us know if you can think of a role for somebody.
Doug Jones. Between like Hellboy and the Guillermo del Toro movies, they made figures of him.
Yeah. Ape Sapien and the Pale Man and the Fawn.
Yeah. Just that movie alone, there's three figures.
Yeah.
Hellboy. Doug Jones would be one to look into. The Silver Surfer from the movie.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was Lawrence Fishburne, right? That did the voice.
He did the voice, but Doug Jones was the suit actor for it. Yeah. Sorry.
There was no Jack Frost 2 toys.
There are, and there should be. That one just popped in the last minute. I'm like, that's a good Jones.
One. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's so many people to try and consider. I don't know if we have a conclusive answer here, but I just thought this was like a great topic, especially with movie people.
This is a good one.
It's a total rack your brain topic.
It is.
I'm excited to see like what the fans think of like what they'll pull out because I really want to know this answer now.
Like, and of course, this is going to change. Like in a year from now, somebody could pull ahead by having two blockbuster movies in a year that got toys. Like,
I'm sure every version of Doctor Strange. It's a separate Doctor Strange. Yeah. So soon, Benedict Cumberbatch, he's gunning for number one.
Somebody's doing a deep dive.
He's
right
like, sorry,
now.
That was the Dark Universe Strange. that's completely different Strange. He's like, oh, cool. All right. Well, there you go.
Well, theoretically, there's three or four different ones in that movie?
Yeah, there's regular Strange, the one that was already dead, the one that dies, and then the evil one that we know of. Yes.
Does him resurrecting...
Nah,
okay.
That's the same guy.
Because that's the main Strange.
Is it though? Because
that's the main Strange in the already dead Strange's body. That's
a new character.
No, he's possessing a dead character. That doesn't count.
This is where it gets super complicated. All right, guys. Thanks for coming and being on the show again. Thanks to you guys for hanging on the peg. Do you guys want to plug your shows one last time while you're here?
Yes. Check out Hack the Movies over on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Actually, a lot of these movies we talked about, I think I've covered, especially Jurassic Park and a bunch of those. And
Yeah, and if you need some more movie content, you can head over to moviedumpsterpodcast.com and listen to my show wherever you get your podcasts. And we also have a YouTube channel, too. So, see if you're into that.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.